Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And Elvis swings and hits one high in the air to right. It is deep. Reddick back at the wall. That ball is history. An opposite field two-run homer for Elvis Andrus.
Squeeze play! You make my heart sing. We talk everything baseball. Come on, squeeze play.
Rangers back in action tonight after off yesterday. Royals, Rangers, 6:30 pregame on the Fan.
Sorry about that. If you go back and look at the way the game was played in yesteryear, you'll see a stark difference, Sean Sharif. Back in the, we remember this as kids, 1980s, the shortstops couldn't hit.
Yes.
They were awful. You were lucky to get a 270 hitter with three home runs a year.
Then Cal Ripken and created the 6'5 shortstop.
He did. And then he was just the only guy, though.
Yeah.
And then you add in Barry Larkin, A-Rod, Jeter,
Nomar.
Tejada, Nomar, Michael Young. You get a list of guys, 200 hits a year, 300 batting average, 20, 30, 40, 50 home runs in A-Rod's case a year. You're getting great offensive production. That's kind of state, more or less. I mean, it's not as great as it was then, but it's kind of state. The position that has gone the way of the 70s and 80s shortstop is center field. For years, it was Griffey, Mantle, Mays, DiMaggio, great center fielders, great offensive players. Still got Mike Trout, still got George Springer. But it's become more of a defensive position for whatever reason.
And the great offensive ones, they oftentimes move to the corners as they get a little bit older.
I mean, Bryce Harper played center field for a little bit. You know, now he's not a great offensive player at this moment in terms of numbers wise, but like you said, you'll move to the corners a lot. The center field position, because of the lack of ground balls, comparatively speaking to yesteryear, and the increase in fly balls, it's becoming a more important defensive position. This is where the Rangers come into play. The Rangers right now have an offensive first guy playing center field in Joey Gallo. They do not have that philosophy. Not to say it's a wrong philosophy. It's just a different philosophy from the rest or from a lot of Major League Baseball. Joey Gallo is a average defensive center field. Got a good arm.
Great arm.
Got a very good arm. And the reason some of his defensive numbers will look good is because he discourages runners from running.
Right.
But there's a lot of balls that he just doesn't get to because he's not used to playing the position. He hasn't played it his entire life. He's not getting great jumps. He's not the fastest guy out there. The Rangers are zigging while the rest of the league is zagging at the center field spot. Are they doing the right thing?
Well, who else?
Or is that a necessity?
Who else are you going to play in center?
Well,
Nomar Mazara is, Santana, in my opinion, maybe a well below average fielder.
Oh, yeah, you can't put him there.
Delino DeShields. He got sent down, horrible arm. I mean, I don't know if I can tell you how good of a fielder Danny Santana is.
It's just the necessary evil that the Rangers have found themselves in order to get all of the bats that they need to get into the lineup. And at this, you know, based on what we've seen, they do. Hunter Pence, Shin-Soo Choo need to be in the lineup dang near every day. Mm-hmm. Joey needs to be in the lineup dang near every day. That's three of your outfielders. If you're not playing them in the outfield, one of them is DHing. Then you got to find a spot for Santana, potentially, as great as he's playing, whether it's for Rougned or not. And if it's not for Rougned, then it's for Nomar. And Nomar, at what you're paying him and, you know, what you kind of expect of his trajectory, he's kind of got to be in the everyday lineup on a regular basis as well.
No, you guys are absolutely right. This is out of necessity they're doing this. They're not putting Joey Gallo out there because they think that he is the second coming of Ken Griffey Jr. They're putting him out there because he not only is a guy who's a 40 home run threat, he's essentially the who is the Rangers' better utility player?
Utility.
Well, Santana would be that. I mean, yeah.
Sure,
kind of.
But
Hunter Pence.
As Drubal Cabrera plays a lot of different positions too. He's played second and short for him a little bit.
Gallo can play third. He can play first.
Yeah.
He can play left. He can play center.
Oh, he's
he
done
can
with
play
those.
Right.
He'll never play third again.
No, he won't, but he can. Like, if they needed him in an absolute pinch, they could put him in there. That's the point of a utility guy. He's got positional flexibility. Yeah, that's right.
I would say the biggest point about this fact is that the gap between their offense and what it would be if they had their best center field option, which I still believe, like, Delano's their best tracking option, defensive option. But the gap between what they would be offensively to get him in the lineup versus what they are without him is greater. That gap is greater than what his defensive abilities are versus Joey Gallo's.
All right, where's the MVP talk coming from?
This is just, you know, each MLB.com put out the best team, each team's MLB MVP to this point in the season. And, you know, you're going to get some guys who have kind of surprised us. You're like, you know, nobody knew Tyler Glasnow was going to be such a great pitcher. We all thought it was going to be Blake Snell.
Right.
All right, you knew Mike Trout. They didn't even put a write-up in for the Angels on Mike Trout. They just said, obviously.
Huh.
But for the Rangers, they wrote MVP for the season. Who do you think they wrote?
Well, I got three guys. Let's give ours first. Let's go on the Autofix Easton Fan Text 877-881-1053. I think mine is going to be the one you guys don't pick. Who's yours?
I'm probably going to go Mike Minor.
Okay.
I think he saved the bullpen a little bit. He's been very good. He is he's not only the MVP on the field, but he's probably going to be the MVP in July when they trade him, if they trade him.
Yeah.
In terms of what he can return for him.
No doubt.
Saving the pen. Yeah. And considering the position, I do think that he might be their best chance at an all-star, having the all. You know, Gallo is going to struggle with the all-star because you've got Betts, you've got Springer, and you've got Trout. You're not getting ahead of those. And then you get to the guys that are injured who might be able to make their way in via the fan voting just because of their name. Like, Aaron Judge might get fan voted in, even though he's barely played this year because of who he is.
Mike Minor has the 13th best ERA in all of baseball. It's a 2.68, 53 strikeouts. He's been fantastic. Who are you going with, Roy? I hope you don't take mine.
Mike Minor has been fantastic, but just from a consistency standpoint, from the beginning of the season to where we are now,
son of a biscuit,
and what he has done, Elvis Andrews has been the best player on the Texas Rangers.
Yeah.
And I do want to give credit to Joey Gallo. He's leading the team in home runs, runs, and RBIs. But it's only by two or three more than Elvis. And Elvis, who's not only hit six home runs this year, tied his total from 2018 already and well on his way to surpassing his 2017 total of 20 home runs, also has eight stolen bases, again, putting him on pace to come close, well, not come close to his 42 record in 2013, but come close to the 30s. You were talking about a guy that could be 20 and 30, and he's hitting .327 with a .376 on base percentage.
Yeah, the two for me are it's Elvis or Minor.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis is hitting .327. Joey's hitting .248. Yes, Joey has 12 to Elvis's six home runs, but Roy referenced the stolen bases. He's only made two errors at shortstop. He's got 50 hits. 50.
Oh, my gosh.
He's got 50 hits. Shinsu has 41, and then it goes to Nomar at 30, Gallo at 29, and Cabrera at 27. I'm torn between Minor and Elvis, but I feel good about the best offensive player on this team from beginning of the season till now, Elvis Andrews.
All right, I say Minor. You guys say Elvis, and MLB.com says neither. Oh. They have Joey Gallo.
Okay.
This is the write-up. This is what we were all hoping was going to happen with Gallo at some point, but a near 400 on base percentage to go along with all the monster home runs. This might actually be a better version of Joey Gallo.
Joey is the best story of the Rangers season.
Yeah, and if the Rangers take the next step in
there, and if you want to have him as the best player, and he's the most feared in the lineup, however you want to say it, but he's the best story. He's the best thing to happen to this team's season. It will be Mike Minor at the deadline if Minor keeps pitching like this.
Right. And you know, when this team was ready to compete, you know, outside of them getting somebody who's better than him, he is the guy that would be the one that has to step up in order for them to get to where they want to go.
Yeah.
Now, you can make the argument that Joey Gallo might be able to bring back a haul if you were so inclined.
Oh, he would bring back a massive haul.
I mean, if you wanted to go down that road, and that's, you know, you within their...
I don't.
I mean, it's possible, I guess, but if you wanted to, I mean, he would bring back a haul.
All right, there it is, the squeeze play. Rangers baseball tonight against the Royals.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.